God has a special word for your lives, and I believe it's going to impact you mightily. Amen. Something I always like to preach on topics. Obviously, this Holy Spirit has to be the one that guides it. When I separate myself and I take my time to study and prepare for these sermons, I always pray to God to make it as personal as possible. Right? This is a Christian walk that every single day we got to apply the Word of God. It's more than just me preaching something. You have to understand that you are coming here to get fed because of what's out there. Amen. And I always continually telling you, we're always talking and preaching about your intimacy with God and your time away from church. We'll get to that in a bit. But this message is going to be very personal, and you are going to be able to apply this for the rest of your life, because each and every one of us has a vision. And this is what today's topic is. It's called Real Vision 2021. Why do I call it 2021? Well, obviously, this is the year we're in. But about 4 years ago, I was preaching. It was in the English service. I have some notes of mine, and I looked at it compared to how, growth, and it's kind of crazy how the things of God is. It's amazing, not crazy. It's a good thing. It's just crazy how God can escalate you to a level, and you say, wow, look at the way I used to think 3 or 4 years ago. So now the Holy Spirit is showing it to me in a completely different way, and I'm happy to be here this morning and to share with you what God told me. Amen? Praise the name of Jesus. How many of you here have ever heard of Helen Keller? I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again for those of you. Cool, I see some hands. If you don't know who she is, she was a blind and deaf individual. And she was around from 1880 to 1968. She was the first deaf and blind person to graduate with a bachelor degree in art. Crazy, not first woman, first person. And imagine during those times in the 1800s, 1880 to now, women weren't allowed to do much, if you know your history. And this woman, they asked her this question because she became very well known internationally. She would go travel around 30-something countries. She was a pioneer for many that had disabilities, to either read or write, and because of this, because she was deaf, and blind. So she had some difficulties, but she went through it, and she was an inspiration to many. They asked her this question. They said, "What would be worse than being blind?" She responded and said, "Having sight, but no vision." Let's look at the definition of vision. The faculty or state of being able to see. The ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. When I think of vision, I think a lot about, I like to read a lot of articles about business. I graduated from the University of Miami with a business administration degree. Go U, I love the U. I'm biased. Anyway, I like to do a lot of research and whatnot and different businesses. And God has blessed me also that I'm an entrepreneur myself. I have businesses in Mexico City and Playa del Carmen, here in Miami. I own different businesses that have nothing to do with ministry, but thank the Lord, sometimes God opens the door, and obviously everything I do is to glorify Him, but it's nice to have other streams of income. So many other businesses have worked for me, many have failed. It all starts, though, with a vision. You see, and companies, most of these companies, millions of companies all around the world, they all have what's called a vision statement and a mission statement. If you're with me, say amen. The vision is future-oriented. The mission is present-oriented. Let's look at, I have here two companies that I follow a lot. And yeah, let's see. Everyone heard of Tesla? It's company Tesla, the electric cars, right? So let's look at, she's like, yeah. All right, cool. Let's look at Tesla. I like that company very much. I think Elon Musk is an extremely smart risk taker. I hope he has Jesus. I don't know. If not, we will pray for him. But let me show you this. Look at what his vision statement says in his company. The vision is to create the most compelling car of the 21st century by driving the world's transition to electric vehicles. So basically, now they said this corporation's vision emphasizes the company's focus on renewable energy. So he wants to make sure that he has the most compelling car of the 21st century. That's amazing. That's a very broad thing. You see, they have different cars. That's their vision. Now, Tesla's mission is to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy. So their mission is small steps in order for them to get everyone to their vision, which is their big global step. They're worth about $700, I have it here, and $10 billion as of this year, 2021 market cap. So it works. Let's look at Apple. We all know Apple. You guys have iPhones if you're, you know, we all, okay, cool. So, not everyone, but most of the world knows about Apple. Apple's vision statement is, we believe that we are the face of the earth to make great products, and that's not changing. Great products. Their vision, everything they do. They have hundreds of different products. And the other day I read an article that they're going to make a car. They're going to try to compete with Tesla. It is what it is. You know, these guys are, that's their vision. Their Apple's mission is to bring the best personal computing products and support to students, educators, designers, scientists, engineers, business persons, and consumers in over 140 different countries around the world. So they want to make sure each and every one of us obtains these products. These people have their vision and mission statements for their companies because they know in the power of belief. They know in the power that if all of their employees have the same vision, the same goals, the same mission, they're going to move forward towards that. Apple, by the way, is worth $2,252 billion, the number one company in the world. Same thing works in our lives today. What do you mean? Well, that's an organization. They have a vision, they have a mission, and their goal is to fulfill that. And yes, their outcome is they're making a lot of money. In our personal lives, we have our goals, or in other words, our vision. Because the vision that you have, or God has instilled in you, you're looking towards something. Whether it's you want to go to a certain university. Whether it is you want to open up your own business one day. Maybe your goal is to be healed. Maybe you have a problem with your family. Maybe one day you want to get married. There are so many different things in this world that we want and desire. And most of them, if it's aligned with God, it's God-given. Because you see, God wants you to flourish. God wants you to fulfill the vision that he has instilled in you. If you believe that, say amen. Come on. I've had many. Personally, I've had many goals that I've accomplished, but there's a lot of goals, unfortunately, that I have not. There's times that things occur. There's many different factors of why I didn't achieve certain things, and there's probably many different factors of why you did not achieve certain things. Or right now, I know I'm speaking to someone that's believing towards something because we're still breathing. We can't give up in this life. There's things that you're believing for now. There's things that you've believed for in the past. And there's things that you will want and God will instill in you in the future. This is a daily walk. Vision is what keeps you moving forward. Your mission is the stepping stone in order to obtain that vision. When God gives you a vision, He fully expects it to come to pass. But what happens? Distractions, fear, doubt, loss of confidence. That happens to many of us. And the most common one is these obstacles that come sometimes. You have fear and then these obstacles, the storms, the giants that get in your way that try to stop you from achieving what God wants for you to obtain. You see, the enemy knows that God has put a vision in your heart. He's going to do everything he physically can, possibly can, to try to make you doubt, to try to install fear in you. If you are more than a conqueror, then you are supposed to be more than just a conqueror. If you can do all things through Christ, why is it that certain things, why aren't you doing, why aren't you fulfilling that vision that God has instilled in you? Maybe right now some of you are thinking of certain things that I know God has spoken to you in the past, and you're like, wow, I remember this back then. I remember when I was believing in God for this, but then this happened. I wanted to apply to get into that university, to that school, or that job. But I didn't feel like filling out the application. Okay? If you don't fill out the application, that's a first step. Maybe you filled out the application, and then you get to the next level, but now you have to take a test. But you just didn't feel like studying. But this, but that. We are filled with excuses. At times, depending on the size of your goal, of what God puts, because some of these things are there's some of you probably right now are envisioning yourself. You're probably really hungry. You can't wait to have brunch right after this. So what's the first thing you do? You're gonna wait till the service is over. That's your mission. Listen to your mission. Let me simplify this for you guys. Right? You're gonna get out. After the service, you're going to go to your car, you're going to turn on your car, you're going to put your seatbelt on, you're going to drive to where you're going to go, you're going to sit in the table, you're going to order what you want to eat, and then boom, mission accomplished, your vision, boom, you just had brunch. Now with life, I just made it very simple. God is going to instill something much bigger than just having a nice, you know, steak and eggs after church. Whatever you like to eat. There's going to be a vision that God is going to instill in you that you know it's God-given, and the enemy is going to try to stop you from obtaining that. You see, the enemy knows that once he puts doubt in you, he will paralyze you from moving forward. Once he instills some fear in you, you're going to be afraid. Some people just, God talks to them and you don't even fill out the application. God will show you a dream of something and you're not even going to take the first step. Some people don't take the first step. Some people take 2 or 3 steps. Some people take 10 steps. And some people see it through all the way. If you're with me, say amen. What happens along the way is the enemy tries to instill fear. He'll put an obstacle in front of you. But you see, you need to know the power that you have within you. You need to realize that you are more than a conqueror and that you can do all things through Christ, especially if my God gave me the vision. That's a promise. Come on. I'm going to simplify it even more now. There's a type of vision we all need to have. Check this out. You have your overall vision. Pay attention. Your overall vision, and then you have the mission. Your mission is the steps that you need to fulfill the overall vision. If you don't accomplish the mission, you'll never accomplish the goal. You have to complete your missions every day. You're going to do this. Step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. I don't know how long it takes, but I know that you have to look at it in that manner. Because if not, you can get overwhelmed, you'll get distracted, and you'll lose sight. You need to have something what's called tunnel vision. What's tunnel vision? I just jumped. Tunnel vision. Let's read the definition of tunnel vision. Let's go. I'm excited about this one. You need to have tunnel vision in order to complete your mission. Once you complete your mission, then you're one step closer to fulfilling the vision that God has instilled in you. If you're with me, say amen. Look what tunnel vision is, the definition. Defective sight in which objects cannot be properly seen if not close to the center of field of view. Check this out. The tendency to focus exclusively on a single or limited goal or point of view. Think about if your vision, let's just pretend God tells you he wants you to build a wall. This is just an example. Your mission is to make sure that first brick is laid out perfectly. The best little brick you've ever put. Boom. You have a brick. Remember, to build a wall, you need hundreds of bricks, depending, or maybe thousands. But your goal is to make sure that first brick is laid out. That's your tunnel vision. That is your direct focus. Once that's done, then you can focus on the next one and the next one and the next one until you have the most beautiful wall you've ever seen. And that will complete the vision. God instills dreams in your life, instills the vision in your heart, in your spirit, in order for you to take the necessary steps so that you can achieve it. How do I start my first step? Well, you gotta have faith. You have to believe. Once you believe, then you can achieve. Look what it says here in Hebrews 11:1. Faith in action. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. We've heard this many times. If you come a churchgoer that comes many times, then you know Hebrews 11:1. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. I want you guys to picture faith as a cloud. Not like cloud like this. Think technology. Think technologically. Right? The storage in the iCloud. Have you ever got a new phone and all of a sudden your thing's saved in the cloud? Are you with me? That little cloud, you don't see that cloud. What do you have to do? You have to what? You have to install or update or download from that cloud. What do you have to do? Doesn't mean it's not there. You don't see it, but what do you have to do? You need to update your phone. And what happens? It'll start grabbing that from the cloud, and then you have it on your phone. Faith works the same exact way. God has done it all for us. If that vision is there, it's in the cloud. You just need to manifest it. How do you do it? Activate your faith. Believe in God. That's faith 101 right there. It's in the cloud. It's in the cloud. Glory be to God. You need to see yourself as if you're there, even though you're not physically. That vision, that's a God-given vision. you know it's God-given, then no enemy, no weapon that tries to go against you can ever prosper and prevail against the will of God over your life. If you believe, my God is able. Your God is able. And this goes in every area of your life. There's some goals, some visions that you have more control over than others. For example, let's say you have a family member that's going through some drug addiction, or a family member that's not saved, or something that it's, you know, because you know that if it's not as per, it's very personal, but it's not like, for example, God, let's go back to the school because it's such a great one. If God puts a vision in you and you're already graduating and you see yourself graduated or you see yourself in a job, you can have more control over the outcome because it's yours. You don't have to depend on anyone else. All you got to do is believe for yourself, that's for sure. But there's other visions that God instills in you, maybe showing a family member at church. Oh my God, that'll never happen, right? This guy, you don't understand. Or maybe you see someone out of jail, that your loved one, serving the Lord, preaching the gospel. Whoa. This guy, I don't know, or this girl. You see, those are different types of faith that you need to believe in, pray for them, and continue to walk your walk because they're going to be looking at you and your testimony is going to be a prime example of how God is. 100%. But that's a little bit, you know, when it's something personal, then you can actually get up out of bed in the morning. You can fill out the application. You can study for the exam. Still not going to be easy. It's a different type of animal. Different types of goals. God is going to instill different types of things in your life. There's going to be maybe people that have issues with healing, people that need issues with there's so many broad aspects in life. I mean, you're going to say, how is it God will put a vision of your house for you and your family, a big one? I don't know. But you may say, but have you guys seen my bank account? You see, that but is the enemy. Everything you have is on that cloud. I love that. That was the Holy Spirit right now. I didn't even think of that until right now. That was the Lord. That was for me too. I'm actually shocked at that one. That was a good one. Straight up. Because that's exactly what faith is. God, that's why when Jesus died on the cross, he said it right before he died. He said, it is finished. It's done. We have it all. The healing is already there. The prosperity is already there. The peace is already there. The restoration is already there. The dominion is already there. The freedom is already there. The liberation is already there. You just got to believe it and bring it down. And so it can manifest and come to pass in this realm. Because this is all spiritual. Check this out. This is beautiful. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Look at this. Look at this. The war we face. Ha. Ephesians 6, verse 12. This is important that you understand what we're facing against, guys. Ephesians 6, 12 says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Right there. Ephesians 6, 12 says it very clearly. That person that you probably call a bad person, because you know how sometimes we talk about, you know, there's certain people in your lives that you probably shouldn't be associating yourself with. Because some people are just, I guess you could call them bloodsuckers or gnats or just like, you know, or just one of those that like hinder you, that weigh you down. You know how you hear this all the time. Listen, guys, that individual is not actually that individual. It's that. It's the spirit that lives within that individual. No es Juanito ni Carlito. It's not Janie or James. They were created in our, remember, God created us in his own image. The problem is the spirit that lives within them. That's the battle we face daily. The spiritual forces of this world. The enemy uses people, though, because that's the way he does it. Or other situations that are negative. But that's what we are facing. So what do we need to do as Christians? As children of God? We need to go to Ephesians 6, 13, the very next verse, through 17. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, go to the next verse. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. The last verse, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Glory be to Jesus. We are at war. Believe it or not, we are at war. It's a spiritual warfare, and there's a reason why people struggle every day. There's a reason why there's bad things that happen in this world. There's bad things that may be happening in your lives. Certain areas that you really want to adjust that you possibly can't. Well, I'm here to tell you that this is what you need to be. You need to be well equipped so that the day comes that you're trying to obtain, you're on your path to obtaining your vision. You're accomplishing your missions. You're getting closer and closer to that vision. This is going to happen. There will be a Goliath that tries to stop you. There will be a situation. There will be a storm. If you're not well equipped, what are you going to do? You're going to give up. And you're going to think that what God told you is really not for you. And maybe it was just some fantasy you had. And then you're going to have some doubt. And then you're going to have some fear. Equip yourself with the word of God. Once you are well equipped, you will be able to achieve anything your heart desires. That's in alignment with God, of course. You can't be praying for something bad to happen to someone or anything like this. That's not the God that we serve. If God put that vision in your heart, it is for a reason. He wants you to be prosper. He wants you to prosper in every area of your life. You have to have faith and believe it and grab a hold of it. And regardless of what happens in your life, God will never fail you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Just don't let go of it. Grab a hold of it. And every single day, you tell yourself, this is what God instilled in me. Look at yourself in the mirror. Pray about it. Be bold about it. You have authority in the name of Jesus. Stop being a coward if you are one. God wants you to move forward. Look what it says here. I want to talk about this real quick. Hebrews 11:6 says, if for those of you that think that you love your life, and I mean, it's good that you love your life, but those of you that think that you don't need to apply this, what I'm saying, look what you're doing if you don't like to apply your faith. I don't want the vision. I just want to go to heaven the day I die. Look what it says here in Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So those of you that don't want to apply your faith, you are displeasing God. It says it right there. This is not my words. it's right there. As a matter of fact, if you don't have any faith, there's no way you're even a Christian. You can't say that you surrendered your life to God if you don't have any faith. Because faith is what the Bible says: in order for you to receive Jesus Christ in your heart, you must believe what you confess with your mouth. Believe. If you don't believe, then you don't have faith. You don't have faith, then we'll pray for you after the service. Amen. And today you'll obtain it. And this is why we're here this morning. Give yourselves a, come on now, clap your hands. Let's go. Amen. Amen. Glory. We need to renew our minds daily. On a daily basis, have intimacy with God and equip ourselves. Where are you going to find it? Where are you going to find this strength? How are you going to have, listen, everything that you see there that I read to you regarding the armor of God, you know, they talk about a helmet. Some of you guys are like, do I need to go buy this helmet? The breastplate of righteousness, the sword of, you don't got to buy a sword. You don't got to buy a helmet. You don't got to do any of that. What you need to do is spend time with God and have your intimacy with them. Open your Bible. Keep coming to church. Feed yourself and strengthen your faith so you can achieve the unachievable and obtain the unobtainable. And don't tell your visions to many people. There's a lot of haters out there, ladies and gentlemen. They're just dream killers. Don't talk to them. Keep that to yourself, especially if it's one that's really big. If they've seen you your whole life and, you know, and you're saying you're going to buy a million, that God put this in your heart, that you're going to open up your own business to become a millionaire, some of them will laugh. People don't like people that are moving forward. Or remember, misery loves company. And once again, that's the evil spirits that I'm talking to you about, okay? We got to pray for everyone. But that's what these evil spirits do. They don't want to see you advance. They don't want to see. They're trying to instill fear. They're trying to instill all this garbage so that you doubt what God told you. Are you with me? Say amen. This life is a constant battle, especially for us as children of God. Look what it says here. This is a good one. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the... let me get there. Let me tell you which verse it is. Excuse me. 1 Peter 4, 12 through 14. I'm almost done. The band's up here already. Glory. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. Children of God, raise your hands. This is for you. Pay attention. As through some strange thing has happened to you, but rejoice with the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, reproach means if you are criticized for the name of Christ, which you will be, though saying it right here, we will be criticized. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Glory be to Jesus. You will get ridiculed. It's not going to be easy when God puts his vision in your heart. This path is going to take some time. But you got to understand that you need to accomplish your daily missions in order to get to that vision. So you can accomplish the mission, the vision, the goal. Glory be to God. You may get ridiculed, but who cares? You got God. I'll pray for you, brother. I'll pray for you, sister. Stand to your feet, church. Two more minutes. One more minute. Stretch. Get a little stretch. Just like God has instilled a vision in our lives, right? God wants you to fulfill it. Whatever it is that he gave you, he wants you to fill it. God, you have your mission, you have your vision. I have my visions and I have my mission. But you see, God the Father has a vision for all of humanity and a mission for all of humanity. God has his own vision for humanity. What's his vision? John 3, 15 through 16. We always just get to John 3, 16 for those of you that know this Bible verse. We never really talk about John 3, 15. Look what it says in John 3, 15. This is God's vision for humanity. That everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. And then after it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. That is God's vision for all of humanity. And what's God's mission? The Great Commission. Jesus said it right before he ascended to heaven. Go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded to you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of age. Those of you that are already believers, God's vision for you has already been, you got it. You're going to heaven. That's God's vision for humanity. He doesn't want to see anyone perish. But us as Christians, we have a mission here on this earth. That's our daily mission, is to continue what Jesus did here. We need to reflect that. And the way to do that is by being a person that conquers the visions, the ones that God gives you. Because then when you're flourishing, you can be a testimony and a witness to those that are not Christians, believers in Jesus. God wants you to be in the right place so that you can be a testimony to someone else. It's time to equip ourselves, church. Let's go forward. We don't move backwards. You are from above, not from beneath. You are the head, not the tail. I'm going to keep saying that for the rest of my life. Tell yourself that. Because the devil will keep on trying to bring you down daily. So talk to yourself and speak life to yourself. This is a war. But the good news is, this war is already won. We just got to bring it down from the cloud. Your faith activated. Amen.